Okay, you said he spit on you. Anything get on your face area? Your nose, your mouth?
No, I don't think any, you know, I'm not sure. I don't think anything got on me. He threw a thing of ice cream at me. So, that was a, and then he spit at me, and then he got off the bus, and I just was getting ready to call you, and then he walked up and started throwing rocks at the bus, and none of them hit the bus. He was too far away, but it was still kind of freaky.
I understand. I wouldn't want that to happen to me either. I get it. So did the ice cream hit you? Do you need to get cleaned up?
No. Some of it got on my pants, but a lot of it hit the barrier.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, are you okay to continue? Do you want a supervisor to meet you where you're at? Do you want police to respond?
It's probably too late for the police. I mean, he took off, but he'd be easy to find because he was wearing, like, but I guess I don't really need the police. I'm a little bit just kind of, I'd probably be okay, but I'm not sure I feel like, dealing with the rest of the day or not. That's kind of, I'm just not sure how I'm going to feel, like, kind of half an hour from now.
Okay. Can you give me a description of this person?
Let's see. He was about 6 foot tall, mixed. He was kind of a light brown color. He was wearing a red and white, bright red and white kind of a jumpsuit with shorts. Carrying a couple big bags of stuff.
Okay. So, again, do you want the supervisor to meet you where you're at? Do you want to continue to the end of the line and the supervisor to meet you there? How are you doing?
I'll probably just go ahead and go to the end of the line, and then and then we'll deal with that.
Okay, I copy. If that changes, pull it over right away and call me right back, okay?
All right. I'll give you a call when I get to the end of the line.
All right. I copy. Sorry that happened to you. I'm 1815.